So I'm not one to embrace pop culture very much. Apparently there was some sort of question as to who should host the CMT Awards,
mm-hmm.
as to whether or not it should be Kristen Bell or Toby Keith. Okay. Mm. All right.
Okay. Kristen Bell, she's an actress, right?
Okay, whatever. Yeah. So
a lot better looking than Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently they began the show with taped greetings from President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney discussing who should be the host slash co-host of CMT. Missed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
See, that's why I'm here, to make sure you know about the stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know,
just thanks
like
for keeping
that.
Us caught up.
Yeah. Because if somebody asks, you know, I'll
that's
know.
Right, yeah. It's, you know, it's getting to the point where for the president to have any friends, he's got to leave town. And he went to California to be with movie stars because, you know, that's always good. Go out there because I believe
that's In Touch America.
Yeah. The cut we had on Fox News at 6 o'clock was him speaking to them saying it's still about hope and change. Okay. Yeah, let's ask people who make, you know, $5 million per movie or more about hope and change because they really hope it'll change. And if not, I know they want to have some people who don't have work to come live at their house, too, because they're
Ooh.
Just like that. Yeah, I like the idea, don't you? So you say that, and then today they are going to do something which really doesn't happen very often, and that is there is going to be a bipartisan news conference about security leaks when it comes to, oh, I don't know, raids that might kill terrorist leaders.
I was going to say the Casablanca of security leaks.
Mm-hmm. The accelerating pace of such disclosures, the sensitivity of the matters in question, and the harm caused to our national security interests is alarming and unacceptable, said top Republicans and Democrats. So you got both sides over there saying, don't be pumping up your resume at the cost of our security, whoever you might be. And yeah, you might be on the end of Pennsylvania Avenue. So they are certainly sending some warning signals out when it comes to that. And then, of course, you got Bubba. Bubba just won't shut up, you know?
Yeah, he has gotten chatty lately, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He really has.
But what does he have? I mean, he has nothing to lose.
He has nothing to lose and may have something to gain.
Exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, he'll go, yeah, we'll give that guy from Massachusetts 4 years. Then mama gets in there and I'm back in Talcott.
I'm in the big bed again.
Now looking for interns.
That's
exactly right. I'll have a limo to get me off the porch. Yeah.
And now mama will really have to travel.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. We'll know exactly where she is.
Exactly, because, you know,
yeah.
I got the media following her now.
Right.
He has to be named ambassador to Brazil.
Something like that, yeah. Well, no, he may want to just change it from month to month.
Uh-huh.
I'll be a different ambassador every month.
That's right.
Go visit some other places.
I hear Thailand's nice this time of year.
Exactly.
Because Bubba's trimmed down, you know.
Yeah,
He's got his heart all fixed.
Sure, exactly.
He's raring to go.
Yeah, that reminds me of a... That reminds me of a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. 82-year-old guy goes into the doctor for a physical. A few days later, the doctor saw him walking down the street. He's got this good looking young lady with him. And again, he's 82 years old. So the doc says, "How are you doing?" He says, "Man, I am really doing great. I really, really am. I mean, I did what you said. You said get a hot mama and be cheerful." He said, "No, I said you've got a heart murmur. Be careful."
Yeah.
That's
right. So he went to the hearing doctor.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
right.
There.
No, anyway. Apparently he did not. So.
But, I mean, the former president is saying that the extension of the Bush tax cuts is exactly what we need. And that's
people,
really...
And people at the White House are going...
Wait a minute. We don't want to
Aren't you
that.
Dead yet?
Yeah. Who gave you a microphone? And obviously the White House quickly responded that the president will not support an extension of the Bush tax cuts to upper-income U.S. Americans. So then they asked Bill to please go out and clarify what he meant. So he says, well, you know, in his clarifying remarks... he clarified by saying, and remember, he's already clarified that he didn't really mean to praise Mitt Romney that much
before. He's having to clarify another clarification.
Yeah, something like that. Yesterday, Krauthammer on Fox said, Well, I think he's really now a bull in a china shop, and there's a lot of crockery that's already been destroyed.
That man has a way with words.
He does. He does. He said a re-election campaign is, in fact, a referendum on the president, unless there are questions about the challenger. And here's Clinton, the biggest surrogate, the most popular of all Democrats, saying that Romney meets the threshold of the presidency, which means the election should be, will be, a referendum on Obama and the record, and it is not a good one. Then there's Larry Summers. He's the former Treasury Secretary. He gets on TV, and he starts talking about the real risk to this economy is on the side of slowdown, certainly not on the side of overheating. And we need to make sure that we don't take gasoline out of the tank right now. We need to keep the tax cuts.
That's a former president of Harvard saying.
Yes. So, again, he's got to leave town to find anybody who thinks he's neat right now. It's not going well. Jeb Bush yesterday slammed the door, said, hell no, I'm not going to be the vice president. Not going to be asked. He said we have a wealth of talent in the Republican Party. He'll pick somebody that will be capable to be president and to help him in the election.
No governor wants to be vice president. I don't care what Sarah Palin was four years ago.
Yeah.
No governor wants to be vice president because you don't go from being the chief executive of anything to being vice president.
No. And again,
that's a job for a senator.
That's right. That's something like that. I mean, again, good to have administrators up there in the top spot, but don't know about number two. And, you know, if you can be jocular and get along with your buddies in the Senate.
Yeah.
Be a good thing.
Like the Veep.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. By the way.
Push back from a chair, raising my eyebrows up. You know, where's that waitress? It's time,
that's
for,
right.
It's time for a cocktail.
Don't have the story in front of me. We may get around to this tomorrow.
The vice. Raise his eyebrows out. Those stitches might come out.
Yeah, that's true. But he does that a lot. He raises his eyebrows up, gets that grin. Looks kind of like the Joker. But,
story yesterday. We'll see if we have time for it tomorrow. The vice president spends $1 million a year getting up and down from Delaware on the weekends.
Yeah. He doesn't take the train anymore?
Nope. Takes the chopper from the Naval Observatory, that's where he lives, over to the airport, the big old airport over at Andrews, so he can take Air Force Two all the way to Delaware.
Really?
Yeah.
How long a flight is that?
I don't know. They goes on Friday, and then sometimes he comes back and plays golf with the president on Saturday, and then goes back up to Delaware after that.
Does he play golf with the president, or does he just caddy for
him?
Well,
I'm not sure. And let's see. We'll find Dover, Delaware in here, like we got time to do this. But anyhow, okay, we found Dover. Now let's see. How do we get to Washington, D.C.? Let's see how far that. Oh, my gosh. That is 95 miles.
Whoa.
Nothing like getting a 707 or whatever he's flying. Get that thing all the way over to Dover. 95 miles. My thought is he probably could take Marine 2 and get there just about as fast.
But, yeah.
You know. It's choppy waters over Chesapeake Bay. You gotta have that helicopter on the ground. You need a jet for that. But anyhow,
it'd blow his hair.
It would.
Oh yeah,
and that could create problems.
Yeah, it could.
Because
then you need to vacuum up.
Well, yeah, but no. Uh-huh. If they blow loose, he's got staff to pick it up to reattach it. My husband.